You're listening to eDurus.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one very beautiful hadith which is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. Everyone from my ummah shall enter Jannah except for those who refuse entry into Jannah. Everyone from my ummah shall enter Jannah except for those who refuse. The companions, Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een, were amazed and shocked that who would refuse entry into Jannah. And they said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قِيلَ مَنْ أَبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Who will want to refuse entry into Jannah? Thereafter, Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ explained, and this is the golden rule that he sets for all of the people of Iman. And he said the meaning is, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who obeys me, follows me, the one who follows my path, my teachings, my sunnah, he will enter Jannah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي. And for that person who has turned away from my sunnah, then implicitly he has refused entry into Jannah. Therefore, he will be denied. And so from this hadith, my respected brothers, what we learn, not only is it important for us to follow the sunnah, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but at the same time to maintain this personal relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is very important. As believers, man or a woman, young or old, every individual must maintain this very personal relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how is this relationship acquired? The answer is in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very simple application to follow that will only strengthen our relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bahut aasan ek nuskha Allah ne diya hua hai. Sunte to hai hum, lekin amal kar le. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. O people of Iman, send peace, greetings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In doing so, you will have this very personal relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the realm of spirituality. Ek khas rishta jur jayega aapka Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke saath. The benefits are many, my respected brothers and elders. The first benefit that comes to mind is that on the day of Qiyamah, with your strong relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, shafa'at will be given to that person. Shafa'at. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede on behalf of that individual who is very closely connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This close relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In a hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, that person will be very, very close to me who sends the most durood to me. أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The one who sends the most durood to me, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. On the day of Qiyamah, that person will be very, very close to me who sends the most durood upon me. And so if you want to be close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we need to make sure that we send a lot of durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why even in salat, the salah that we pray, we have to read durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How long does it take to read 100 durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And you can tell a person who is spiritually connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A man who continuously reads durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his bonding is very, very strong. That is why in Tabarani Sharif, there is one ajib riwayat, hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, a man who reads 100 times durood sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mark on his forehead one line that says, Bara'atum minan nari wa bara'atum minan nifaq. Bara'atum minan nari wa bara'atum minan nifaq. Immunity from the hell of fire and immunity from hypocrisy. That this man is free from the fire of Jahannam and free from hypocrisy. That is why our mashayikh have said, get into the habit of reading minimum 100 times durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is so important. In fact, in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is mentioned that there are a group of angels who are named as As-Sayyahin fil Ard. Sayyahin fil Ard. Sayyahin fil Ard actually means the angels that scour the earth continuously. And their mission is only to find individuals who are sending salatu was salam and durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this entire network that covers the entire earth. All of the malaika, sayyahina fil ard. As soon as a person reads Durood Sharif, sends Durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these angels record the Durood, and then immediately that is presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how is it presented? In the hadith it comes that the angels say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so and so person, and his name is taken, who is the son of that person. His name is mentioned, and the name of his father is also mentioned. Kitni maqbooliyat. That so and so person has sent durood upon you. And so imagine if a person is regular, continuously sending durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will mean that immediately Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize him. That is why on the day of Qiyamah, one is actually waiting for shafa'at. One is actually to wait for shafa'at. That possibly someone who has been given the permission that they will come and they will intercede. But for the people who read durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously, for them there is no waiting. They will be granted immediate shafa'at of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very quickly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize them. Another hadith which is in Bazaar, Ajib Rivayat, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah ta'ala wakkala biqabri malakan a'atahu asma'al khala'ik. That there is one angel standing close to me all the time where the Rawza and the Qabr Mubarak is of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that angel, one angel, has been given very sensitive ears. Asma' al-Khalaik means very sensitive ears. That in any part of the world, wherever he may be, if that person is to read Durood Sharif, immediately that angel records the Durood of that person. Foreign. That one angel. And then in the hadith it comes that he relates that durood immediately to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Fala, Fala, the son of that individual has given durood upon you. And at times, subhanallah, the one who maintains a very, very close relationship with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even responds to his durood. And so my respected brothers and elders, this is very, very important. The ruhaniyat will only come when we take Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be our model. Look at the relationship Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een had with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even after his departure. Aaj hame dekhe mere azizo, look at us today, subhanallah, our condition is very different. Following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, and look at the companions. And I mentioned this in the dars. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an saw a dream. This was during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. During the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala had employed a person during his Khilafat that 3 times a day that person must come to the court of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab and remind him of death. He would actually pay him. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. And then once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an said to him, now I don't need you. I dismiss you from this job. So he said, Hazrat, why? What is the reason? He said, now I don't need you to remind me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put visible signs on my body. And now black hair has turned grey. Ab sufedi aagay. Sufedi aagay. And so Umar radiallahu ta'ala and does not need reminding. It's white hair, now it's time to go. White hair, time to go. So khair, during the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an saw a dream that it is time for Fajr and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come into the masjid and he is leading the people, the congregation to Salah, Fajr Salah. And after Fajr Salah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he faced the people, the companions, and reclining towards the Qibla wall, he looked at all of the companions that were in the masjid. And then in the dream, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says that a man entered Masjid-e-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a tray of dates. With a tray of dates. And so when the dates were given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is Fajr time, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions that all of you take one khajur each. So one khajur was given to each individual. Now Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says that when I tasted this khajur, subhanallah, it was so laziz, the taste of it. It was so sweet that I have not tasted a khajur like this in Madinatul Munawwara. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says that I had the desire that possibly if I could ask Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, can I have another khajur? Can I have another khajur? Kabhi kabhi aisa hota hai na, daawat mein jaye, nahi nahi, ye sharma sharma mein bhookhe le jaate hain. Hota hai aisa. Can I have another khajur? But the ru'ab, subhanallah, the personality of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recognizing the maqam of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was impossible for me to ask him. And he says, I can see that in the tray there is still many khajur that are still there in the tray. But I did not ask Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says that my gaze fell upon the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he looked at me and smiled. He looked at me and smiled. And all of a sudden, I woke up. Khab se main bedar ho gaya. My eyes opened up. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says that when I woke up, it was close to the time of Fajr. And so he made wuzu, made preparation for Salatul Fajr. And he says, now I entered Masjid-e-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when I got to Masjid-e-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of the companions were sitting in the masjid. And the Khalifa of the time was who? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And so like what I had seen in my dream, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an came into the masjid and came in the front towards the musalla and he led the group of companions in salah. And after salah, subhanallah, lo behold, what does he see? that exactly how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat, reclining towards the Qibla wall, Hazrat Umar also turned his back towards the Qibla facing the people. Exactly like how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an in the front saf was also witnessing this. Now this is a live event. This is a live event. After a while, subhanallah, a man comes, enters the masjid with a tray of khajur, with a tray of dates. Allahu Akbar. And he comes all the way forward. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an makes ishara to him. And Hazrat Umar looks at the dates. And Hazrat Umar also says, give every Sahabi one khajur each. Give every Sahabi one khajur each. One date. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, subhanallah, he says, I took that one khajur, it was the same as the khajur that I had seen in my dreams. And he said, the same taste. The same taste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me this khajur. And then thereafter, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says, that in my dream, it was Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was perhaps difficult for me to ask him for another khajur. But here is Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and we have that relationship. Khalifa to the, but dosti bhi kuch thi. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and is thinking that maybe now I will ask him that there is still khajur that is left over. If you give me permission, can I take another khajur? As I was thinking of this, my face turned towards the face of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Before I could say anything to Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Umar looked at me and he said, Ali, listen to me. If in the night Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have given you two khajur, Umar would have given you two khajurs, two dates. But in the night Allah's Nabi gave you one date, and Umar Farooq only follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the companions. These were the companions. What was this magic? Ye koi magic tha? Nahi, ruhaniyat. The spiritual world. That connection with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not lazy people. They were powerful people. They were people, subhanallah, who were connected to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times. Itni ruhaniyat. That the dream is being witnessed by Hazrat Ali, but it is connected to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Before Hazrat Ali could say anything, Hazrat Umar felt that it's appropriate for him to quickly say, he will not do anything, even if it's in the dream, against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the companions, my respected brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq. Give us the tawfiq, which is very, very important, my respected brothers. And we have a large group today here, my respected brothers. Maybe some of you must be wondering that it's Khatme Quran and the topic is about Salatu was Salam. Just to give you an explanation for that. Alhamdulillah, we have a series for many sessions. We have started one topic. It's very important that when we read Salah, there is khushu', there is khushu' and khuzu'. And so we are covering different sort of masail and subjects. One way of acquiring khushu' is actually understanding what we are reading in Salah. Hum kitne badnaseeb hai ke zindagi nikal jati hai, but Suratul Fatiha ka tarjuma nahi aata hai. Imagine that. Our entire life, 60 years, 70 years, bank ki statement ko hum yun parenge. Koi ek penny to gaib nahi hui. Zindagi bhar, We don't know the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Our level of Iman is such that we don't even know what is the meaning of Subhan Rabbi Al-A'la. That when we are in our Salah, when we say Subhan Rabbi Al-A'la, what is Subhan? What is Rabbi? What is A'la? That we don't even know what is Subhan Rabbi Al-Azim. That is our Iman. How are we going to acquire khushu and khuzu in our Salah? How? Kis tarike se fir namaz mein khushu? We don't even know the meaning of tashahud. Tashahud. At-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawatu wa tayyibat as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullah. What is the meaning of it? We don't even know the meaning of Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. What is the meaning of Allahumma salli ala Muhammad? Why we don't know, my respected brothers and elders? The truth is that we don't take of any importance in sitting in the majalis of the ulama to learn. Today, how many people will go to Darul Uloom to study? Impossible, bahut mushkil hai. To go and again take a course, it's very hard. People have their own commitments. Free, very easy. Once in a week. And I'm not even saying come to this majlis, huh? Not to this majlis. But sit in the majalis of the ulama. Go to every scholar in Leicester, any masjid, go. Main ye nahi kar raha hu bhai hamari majlis mein hi baitho. Nahi. I will be very happy if brothers actually go to acquire knowledge. And the problem is, my respected brothers, today we don't take any importance in this. We don't take any importance in this. And this is what the shaitan plays with us in the mind. Baad mein, we haven't got time, we haven't got time, we haven't got time. What time, my brothers? We've got time to watch movies, we've got time to watch TV, we've got time to watch news, we've got time to read newspapers, we've got time to go outside, we've got time to play football, we've got time to play badminton, we've got time to go to swimming. MashaAllah, sports ki activities karo, do everything. But at least come, beat the shaitan. Come, half an hour. Come and see, MashaAllah. That what you will take inside you, when you listen to the durus, when you listen to the programs, you will actually understand what is right and what is wrong. The mistakes that we are committing in our salah. Until we don't do this, my respected brothers, it will be very, very difficult. One night is the same old cycle. And so, a humble appeal and request to everybody. But mashallah, we have our programs, especially on a Friday. Durus in Mukhtalif Masajid. But we have also here, in the English language, brothers who feel comfortable, and if this is your local masjid, why don't you come and listen? We have covered Surah Al-Fatiha, we have covered Tashahud, we have covered Durood Sharif by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Important masail, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-Ala. Fiqhi masail, where do you put your hands? How do you stand in your salah? How do you do ruku? How are you going to sit for tashahud? When you move your finger in your tashahud, how should you move your finger? All of these important masail. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit with the companions, and they were good students, and they would actually learn. And we need to actually make our mindset in this manner. To fir insha'Allah ta'ala kamyabi hogi mere aziz. Then you will see. Otherwise the same thing. Time will go. There are people, Allahu Akbar, that they don't even know the janaza dua. Janaza dua. Ye bhi nahi pata. Allah Rabbul Alameen, give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed in Leicester. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us on the day of Qiyamah of every ni'mah that is given to us. Every ni'mah. How much time we took out. Like how namaz is farz, understanding ilm is also farz. That is why Imam Bukhari has written a subtitle in his kitab, Al-ilmu fawqa al-amal. That knowledge, ilm, is the only tool that will actually give you tawfiq to do good deeds. That will give you tawfiq. Otherwise it will become very, very difficult. And that is the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, we have Hafiz Yusuf Saab, who has completed the Quran, the son of a grand scholar, Maulana Javed Saab, hiding away as usual. But khair, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Inshallah, the Quran that he has recited, may it be a means of his salvation and najat for everyone here, inshallah ta'ala. Hafiz has a great darja. Hafiz of the Quran has a great darja. Subhanallah al-Azim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable him also to serve the deen, khidmat of deen. This should be our intention. Sometimes we make our intention, oh, my son is in Darul Uloom, let him go there. 6 years, if he is there, he will be saved from fitna. Then whatever intention you make, that is how Allah will reward you. Whatever intention you make, that is how Allah will reward you. Make a good intention. Think big of your children. Make dua, Allah, make my son Shaykh al-Hadith, a great alim, a man who will do a lot of works. The more dua you make for your child, the more Allah will give him. Don't just say that, oh, I need to cover that period of time, 15 to 21, and just let him be in one section. Hey, your niyat is the greatest power. Baat khatam karta hoon. Maulana Ali Mia Nadvi has written one story that in Lucknow there was a tailor. In Lucknow there was a tailor. And this tailor was a poor man. And whenever he would hear of someone who has passed away and there is janaza, he would always perform the janaza namaz. And he was a poor man. So he would quickly close the shop and go to read the janaza namaz. So some of the people came to him and they said to him that, look, you know, you're a poor man. Janaza namaz is farz-e kifaya. Janaza namaz is farz-e kifaya. And for you to shut the shop door like this, you're just pushing away your own clients. And this is your risk. This is your risk. So do you have to go and pray janaza namaz? And so this simple man, a tailor in Lucknow, he said, no, I want to pray the janaza namaz with the niyat that insha'Allah ta'ala, if I pray the janaza namaz, maybe one day when I die, more and more Muslims will also come to my janaza namaz, and by the dua, Allah will forgive all my sins. This is my intention. More and more people will come, and by their reading the namaz, my maghfirat will be done. I'm a simple man. Allah ki shan, Maulana Ali Mia Nadvi rahmatullah alayhi says that this tailor, he died when Allama Abdul Hay Lakhnavi passed away. On the same day when Allama Abdul Hay Lakhnavi passed away, this tailor also died. Niyat ko dekho. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you of the intention that you do. Now when Allama Abdul Hay Lakhnavi passed away, mashallah, thousands and thousands of people came for janaza namaz. And this simple man tailor, the family members decided that let us also, mashallah, shroud the marhum very, very quickly. And so his janaza is also read with Allama sahab. But Allah ki shan, the janaza of Allama Abdul Hay came first. And there was a slight delay because of the public that was there. And so there was so much hujum in there, thousands by India. You know how India is Maidan, mashallah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazaro ki tarad. Abhi Hazrat Ji ke jo grandson who passed away. Kitne 200,000 log aaye huye thi, aur usse zyada. And so it is said that the tailor's janaza was slightly delayed. But Allama Abdul Hayy's janaza was prayed. But the imam who led the salat, he made an announcement that, bhai, please all of you stand where you are. Inshallah, another janaza is coming in a few minutes. Pray his janaza, then go. Quickly, the janaza of that tailor, that person, his janaza was put near Allama Sahab. And it is said that even more than Allama Abdul Hayy's janaza, more people were there, because there were still so many people that were coming and they missed the janaza, the first janaza. But because this janaza was slightly delayed, they managed to get the janaza of this tailor. Lakhon ne iski janaza ki namaz padi. Lakhon. This is your, subhanallah, intention, the power of your intention. My respected brothers, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Samad, and He is the one who will give. That is why the Quran is the greatest miracle that is given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man came to me at the IIC and he goes to me, "You people are always saying that the Quran is the miracle, the Quran is the miracle. You Muslims always say this, you know, Quran is miracle, Quran is miracle. What is so... the miraculous nature of the Quran. What is the miracle of the Quran?" Bhai, Musalman bolte bahut zyada hai. Miracle Quran, miracle Quran, miracle. What is the miraculous nature of the Quran? Ab usko puri tafsir samjana kahan waqt hai? I said to him, I said, one short, very simple answer that I can give you. That the Quran, cover to cover, 114 chapters divided into 30 sections, revealed upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in 23 years. Some ayats Makki, some ayats Madani. The challenge that the Quran gives all of humanity, Allah says in the beginning after Surah Al-Fatiha, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In this book there is no doubt. This is the starting of the Quran. No book starts like this. And I said that thousands and thousands and thousands since the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, people have memorized this entire book, this copy of the Quran. Despite the fact that for many Arabic is not their mother tongue, can you show me one book on the face of this earth that has been memorized by any? Thousands and thousands have memorized. Bil farz, give you an example. If you were to throw away all the Bibles and the scriptures of this world into the ocean, or bil farz, say for an example, if all the Quran, copies of the Qurans, were also disposed of in the ocean, then what will you people do? Alhamdulillah, within 6 hours, we will reproduce the entire Quran. The entire Quran. Why? Because the Quran is mahfuz in the heart. That is the miracle of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. And like how the blessing of Durood Sharif is that it will do shafa'at, a hadith which is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh, وَشَفَّعَهُ Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that min ahlihi, that a hafiz will do shafa'at of at least minimum, maximum only Allah knows, minimum of 10 people of his family. Kulluhum kad awjabat lahumun nar, and for all of them it was destined that they will go to Jahannam. At least 10 people that hafiz will do shafa'at of. Now imagine you have some parents, mashallah, they have 5 children, all 5 are huffaz. MashaAllah, now even girls, mashallah, are becoming hafizah. And so imagine what glad tidings for that father. Kisi ke teen bachche, char bachche, panch bachche, sab hafiz ho gaye. Allah Akbar, kya najat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mujhe bhi, aapko bhi, har ek ko taufeeq de. Mere azizo, have the love of acquiring knowledge and you will see the condition of your iman will be very, very solid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the taufeeq. Inshallah, in the end we will request our beloved Imam Maulana Dawood Sahib to make dua and also for Maulana to give the tahfiz certificate to Hafiz Yusuf Sahib. And mashallah, Mubarak to Maulana Javed Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him for the good works that he is doing in the madrasa and his entire team, a lot of the teachers that are sitting here and the parents of course. Every single one, mashallah, in every capacity that have contributed towards the good works, inshallah, may it be a form of sadqa-e-jariya for every one of us. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.